This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 63 of Sunday Supplement with me from across the airwaves and Wi-Fi and all that sort of internet tube stuff is Izzy Lawrence. Hello, Izzy.
Hello, Simon. How are you today?
That sounds like a loaded question to me. You actually want to tell me how you are, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, then. Fine, I'm not interested. How are you?
I said I don't want to tell you. How are you?
Well, I'm quite giddy.
Why is that?
Because of the new Seinfeld Curb crossover.
Which is
exciting.
Larry David, who created Seinfeld, has also created Curb Your Enthusiasm, and now the two will merge. It's a bit like Star Wars meeting Star Trek.
It's nothing like Star Trek.
Yeah, it's basically like if they had a baby. If Spock met that Wookiee and rubbed himself, that's what it's like.
No, it's not like that, but that would be a pretty good episode if Spock did bestially hump Chewbacca.
Yeah.
So how are you?
Not telling.
Okay, fine.
Something bad happened.
What happened?
Well, today I had to go and pick up my car from the garage. So I had to take the bus in. I took the bus in and I thought, oh, I will re-buy supplements on the bus. And I got off the bus and picked up my car and came home to discover I left my paper on the bus.
Oh, you didn't really?
Really.
You might have told me this before we started recording.
I could have done, but I thought, no, I will carry on. Because what I'm going to do, what I've decided, right, is I bought the Saturday Guardian. And I reckon using just one supplement from the Saturday Guardian, I can beat whatever paper Simon has bought this week.
If you read it?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't buy papers and not read them, Simon. I'm not mental.
I think I might force you for doing Sunday supplements. Can you remember any of them?
Not really. Oh. I know there's a woman who's fat who got thin. I got the people.
What? All right, okay. I will let you do the Saturday supplement.
If
you concede defeat now on the Sunday supplement.
Do you want me to make up an editorial piece for the people then? Is that what you want? Is that what you really want me to be doing?
Well, we'll see what happens, shall we? Shall we crack on and see what comes out of your stupid brain?
It's not my fault. It's the bus that's kind of exciting. They've got leather seats in the bus now.
Rubbish.
Seriously, right, this is the messed up mind of the bus company, Stagecoach, right? They thought, we're going to have a gold service, which has leather seats in it, all plush and everything, gold bus, right? Costs the same to get into. You just think, no, just more buses, not blooming leather seats. I think they're going to give out volibear soon. It's ridiculous.
Is there a stewardess?
There isn't.
Oh, see, I'd be quite happy to ride a bus with a stewardess on it.
Well, I know, but a stewardess is quite a weird title or something. Steward is as well. I don't know why.
Because it sounds a bit like bar steward, you mean?
Don't call me a bar steward.
Well,
that's
you are
really
a bar
mean.
Steward. I left my bloody supplements on the bus. What
mean
sort
to.
Of excuse is that?
Tell
me next week the dog ate it.
I had a little bit of a panic thing, and I thought I will catch that bus in my car, but then I couldn't because they all looked the same. And I got stuck to the leather because it was hot.
I can't believe you left your supplements on the bus. That is just beyond inept.
It's not beyond inept. It's
yes,
beyond
it is.
Cowley, which is where I was.
Where's Cowley?
It's basically a place where they have my car and no longer have my car.
So what are you going to cut out and keep?
If dreams came true. This is a brilliant, beautifully drawn comic strip featuring the Osmonds and a pretty girl.
The Osmonds?
The Osmonds, as in Donny Osmond, features heavily. And what happens is they're all singing Crazy Horses, and then after the gig they're like, well, let's get changed and that sort of thing. But Donny has to go back for something. He's saying, oh, okay, I'll catch you up, guys. But he gets lost in the whole stadium thing, and he ends up under the street bit, and there's this girl who's dropped her keys on a load of boxes, and he hands them to her through the grating. So it's basically Donny Osmond as a love rat, right? And she touches him, he touches her, and that's quite cool. Then he gets lost again, and then he ends up in another girl's bedroom somehow, where she's just doing up her bra. It's pretty cool.
What?
Well, not really her bra, but her front bit, but it's the 70s, so they didn't really wear bras, so that's kind of like,
what?
You know. Then he has to try and get back to the other Osmonds, but he's outside the stadium now, so she dresses him up as a hippie. And so nobody will recognise him. And then they go out on a date and then she winks.
What on earth is that in your supplements for?
I have no idea. It's great.
You've got a comic strip from the 70s in your supplements.
Yes.
Why have you got a 70s cartoon strip in your supplements? I'm confused.
It's called Jackie.
Right.
And it is your special Valentine issue, which is number 580.
Oh, I see. So they've put like a commemorative edition of an old comic in there.
Yeah.
Right.
All of my articles are going to be from this one comic.
From Jackie in the 1970s. That's what you're offering up.
Yes, it's got a picture of David Essex on the front and a poster of him. And on the back are Slade looking very rubbish. And it's amazing. It's like before we were both born, Simon. 1975.
Right. Well, here's the thing, right? I diligently read the Sunday Times this week. I have just realised I haven't mentioned what my paper was this week.
Oh, who cares? Like, I'm going to
win. 1,000 supplements and you've got the Jackie because you left your proper paper on the bus. This is not fair.
You're such a whiner.
You're a wiener. Office wars. That's what I'm offering up as my cut and keep, because literally there was nothing funny in the Sunday Times this week.
Office wars?
Yes. It's got a picture of a woman pulling another woman's hair as though they're in some sort of cat fight.
Right.
Right, so it's all about how backstabbing is coming back into the office, you see, because apparently, and this is a direct quote, a whopping 98% of people have noticed an increase in skullduggery around the water cooler.
Skullduggery?
Yeah.
Okay.
98% people, that's bollocks. That's just the most ridiculous statistic I've heard in a well long time.
Well, in about a week, probably.
Well, quite, yeah. It also talks about fluffing your boss.
Oh, nice.
Not in that sense. About fluffing his ego.
Oh.
Not in about preparing him for his porno shoot.
I've heard about egos and male egos and how they're quite sensitive and you have to tug them.
Now, let's not be dirty.
Why not? Can I just contrast your article very quickly?
Yes.
This is an advert, which you just don't get anymore. It's like, are you our ideal girl? Check yourself against the points below and see how you make out. So they've got a list of things. So your age between 16 and 21 and would like to work in London. You want a job where girls earn just as much as boys. You haven't any special qualifications, but you still want a good job. You're no computer. You want a job that's easy to pick up and won't drive you crazy.
Blimey.
You want a secure job with pay that ranges from 1,278 per annum to 1,644 per annum. And Top of the Pops is your favourite programme. So...
Of course it is.
It's just lovely. It's just like, God, that you don't get that anymore. That's the opposite of yours, because it's saying there's no skullduggery or curmudgeonly pujama flip there. It's all lovely.
Can I talk about my article now? I spent hours reading it, not flicking through Jackie. Flicking through Jackie does sound disgusting.
It does.
Basically, I did a bit of research. The woman who wrote this doesn't exist. And what? It's just a massive two-page press release from the woman whose book it's talking about, as far as I can tell. That's my opinion. It may not be fact.
Can I just say as well to any lawyers listening, Simon is 95% of the time wrong.
But I'm serious. Like, normally I look up a journalist. They have lots of articles. This one hasn't. But there's this thing about there's three types of people who backstab in offices. There's the star players and Machiavellian types, the losers or the naive types. And the naive types are the ones who just sit back and don't get involved.
How can they be backstabbing?
That's the point. They're not backstabbing.
Oh, I see. So there are only three types of people in the world who work in offices.
Yeah, but apparently if you're one of those naive types, you're going to get sacked. But it does just seem to me like they're advocating the game Fuck You Buddy by that mad mathematician bloke. I can't remember his name.
I have no idea what you're talking about
the
right now.
The one that Russell Crowe plays in A Beautiful Mind. The film that makes me question every time I watch it whether any of my friends exist, and I have to phone them up after I've seen it. Do you actually exist?
Yeah, you asked me that, and then you pointed out that actually I do get old, and then I was a bit upset. You just rang me up to check I was old.
Yeah, so basically, you've offered up Jackie.
No, I haven't offered up Jackie. I've just asked... I'm going to play Jackie all the way through. I've offered up that beautiful Donny Osmond cartoon where you fantasise about him reaching up through a gutter at you and then dressing up as a hippie to take you to dinner because he's got so many fans.
Yeah, all right, you win.
Yes!
Yes! Izzy, did you also leave your article or farcicles on?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake. So what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to take them from the same supplement that I've been taking everything from.
But you've literally been back 10 minutes. So you can't have read the whole supplement and prepared article or farcical in 10 minutes.
I read the supplement yesterday.
Right.
And I prepared article or farcical because I remembered some of the articles.
Right. So you're doing articles from Jackie.
Yes.
And you're going to make one up.
Yes.
Right, okay, proceed.
Right, basically, readers, this is where we play article or farcical. So, from the 15th of February 1975, three of these are real articles. One of these I have made up. It is up to you, dear readers, and dear Simon Dunn, to work out which are the articles, which is a farcical. Avocado dip, not as tricky as you might think.
Avocado dip. Is it a dip in an avocado or is it guacamole?
No, it's basically guacamole, but with only lime and avocado in it. It's
right.
Not looking pleasant. And also, because the paper's really thin, it does basically look like somebody's just phlegmed up.
Ugh.
Also on the same page, rice and easy.
Rice and easy, okay.
Yeah, which is obscene, okay? They don't have a photo with it, they have a cartoon. That's how obscene it is. And it is rice pudding that they basically grated some orange peel in and put oranges or segments on the top.
Oh, God.
Actually, they don't even say rice pudding, they say tinned rice.
Oh. So you just reminded me of something you reminded me of the other day when you talked about vomiting.
Oh yes, I vomited rice.
Oh, I've vomited rice.
I've been in the wars, so I've had to take public transport and I've vomited rice. And it just gets up your nose.
I know. The last time I was really sick, I'd had rice. It's like you blow your nose and rice comes out. It's horrible.
Yeah. And also the rice tastes of acid.
Yeah.
So there we go. And the next one is two lovely black eyes.
What?
This is asking advice because she's trying to wash off her washproof mascara.
Okay.
They say to get a cleanser and recommend one that costs 35p. Finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Dry clean your hair.
Dry clean your hair?
Yes.
As in rub salt in it? What? I don't understand.
It's a product that you can put in your hair that will make it cleaner-ish.
Like a spray or something?
Yeah, it's like it looks a bit like Vicks up your nose nasal spray, but she's putting it in her hair.
Right, so my choices are avocado dip,
yep.
Vomity rice,
yep.
Black eyes,
yep.
And dry clean your hair.
Yeah. Which articles, which are farcical?
Oh, I don't know. The black eyes, that sounds plausible. The two recipes, I think, are definitely articles. I'm torn between black eyes and dry cleaning your hair.
Make your decision, Simon.
I'm going for... One day we're going to have to pay royalties on that music. Black eyes is the farcical.
Okay,
no,
readers.
No, hang on.
Buckle... Oh, God.
No, black eyes, yeah, black eyes, definitely, might be.
Possible. Oh, God, have you made your decision?
Well, is yeah, I've said it now, yeah.
Are you locked in?
I'm locked
That's
in.
That's your choice.
Yes.
It's either going to be a ding or an and it is a Do you want another guess?
My other guess would be dry clean your hair. But then my next guess would be rice.
Izzy wins! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh-ho! I got all French, I'm so happy.
You know when you go back through supplement, just quickly looking for something else?
Yeah.
And your kind of eye finds something that you hadn't seen before.
What, as in you hadn't really bothered reading your supplements properly from cover
to
cover?
Well, no, but like right. a little sidebar that you probably didn't read, or just a sentence or something. Basically, I found this as I was trying to find a different article. It says, unsupported breasts. Google the bouncer meter for proof that boobies can bounce up to 14 centimetres during exercise.
Right, I've seen sports bra ads like that.
Right.
Is it one where you move your mouse and they go up and down a bit?
I don't know.
It
just says Google the bouncer meter. So it's up to you. You can either Google the bouncer meter or we can just imagine bouncing breasts.
Yeah, I think they show us in three different types. So they show one which is just with a shirt on but just running without any support at all. Then running with a normal bra and then running with a sports bra. And the sports bra, they hardly move at all. And they flop all over the place. And depending on the size, you can also select the size of boobie you want to see bounce. It's quite good.
I'm never going to leave the house again, if that's true.
I've got a How Romantic Are You quiz. We'll take that later, Simon. I'm going to find out exactly how romantic you are.
Okay, we'll do that next. So you said you had gossip to talk about. What's the gossip from the 70s?
Well, a lot of it's based around Gary Glitter and what a hunk he is.
I also quite like the fact that they're giving away a Valentine's issue of it.
I know, it's a bit September. Odd. But also, I've got things like Ross All Alone. As you know, John Russell of the Glitter Band recently left the group in order to fulfil a long-standing ambition to become a solo star.
Oh, yeah, the very famous, what's his name?
John Russell.
John Russell.
That went well, John.
Well done, John.
At least Gary's famous. They've also got Valentine's Day with the Stars. So, and literally what Elton John has got for his Valentine's Day. He said, best one I've ever received with a huge one I got last year, shaped like a pair of spectacles. I nearly said testicles, but...
is he out in the 70s?
No, God no.
Is he not? Oh, okay.
No.
I'll tell you who else isn't out in the 70s.
Who's that?
Ronnie Biggs. To be honest, I haven't really got any gossip, which surprises me in the Star magazine. There's a very nice picture of Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, she's back, isn't she? She's doing new songs.
Is she back?
Yeah, she's back for good.
I didn't know
good.
She'd gone.
Well, she'd had that torn hit like 12 years ago. And since
that
then...
That was not 12 years ago, was it?
Yes, it was. 97.
Oh, God.
Because that's when she was going out with Jacques Villeneuve, when he was world champion. I've got lots of girls think of tennis player Bjorn Borg as a sort of pop star himself. But Bjorn has his own favourites when it comes to the music scene. I like all sorts of music, he said. I like soft folky music when I'm relaxing. People like Cat Stevens and Bob Dylan.
See, this is just an unlevel playing field now. It's not fair. You win, obviously, but... Ugh.
Yeah. I was 12 and I went to a Valentine's dance and found my very first boyfriend. It was very romantic. 2 days later, it was all over, but it was nice while it lasted. Ah.
Well, let's do this romantic quiz then. I am a Lothario and a sex bomb of some sort. What is a sex bomb?
It's dangerous.
It sounds dangerous.
Because if you have one in a field of battle, you can just explode it and everybody will start having sex.
Right. Like the end of Perfume.
Yeah, end of Perfume.
So if you cut the blue wire on a sex bomb, will that make a vast difference? That's a funny joke if you know your internal biology of testicles. So test me, how much of a Casanova am I? I'm actually the opposite of Casanova. I'm an Avon Asak.
Right. Which Valentine heart do you like best? A, a red Victorian heart with a golden embossed pattern and bordered around the edges in a lovely old lace. B, a plain gold heart on background of Oriental or Indian traditional pattern. C, a large exploding heart with beams of light and stars shooting from it. D, a drawing of a real biological human heart with the words thump, thump emanating from it. E, a picture of a solid gold heart, jewels with diamonds, rubies, emeralds. Or F, heart drawing with a modern psychedelic design. And when I say modern, 1970s psychedelic design.
Thump, thump, thump would be my choice.
Excellent. They've also got a thing on the other side saying 20 ways to get a Valentine. Number one of that is open a card shop.
Nice. Right, next question.
What kind of Valentine's card would you most like to receive? A very romantic flowery one with the words to the one I love with all my heart. A classical Madonna-like girl's face with the words all my love. A very modern angel with a flirty expression, the words you're no angel but I love you. A madly cute zany face with the words too funny face. A picture of the beauty queen in a crown and robes and the words to the most beautiful girl in the world. I think that would be you, Simon. Or a suntanned laughing girl's face and the words to my sunshine girl.
To be honest, I would just be happy to receive a Valentine's card. I don't think I've ever had a Valentine's card before. So one would be good.
A
Valentine's card. Any one of those would be fine, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you another tip. 20 ways to get a Valentine's card. Number 9, make sheep eyes at your butcher and ask him for his heart.
That's pretty funny. Okay, final question then.
Which Valentine's serenade would you prefer? Romeo singing with all his heart underneath your balcony, a solitary violinist looking terribly soulful and absorbed, a Spanish guitarist, David Essex... A sexy singer with a really smooth suit, or a cowboy sitting on the fence with his guitar?
Well, it's got to be either a cowboy or David Essex, isn't it? Can it be David Essex sat on a fence with a cowboy hat on?
So I'll read you out the answers. Okay. They do it on a separate page, so you can't cheat. It's quite exciting. Right, okay. So mostly E. So you're every boy's idea of a Valentine girl. You have the genuine qualities that boys look for and find attractive in a girl. You're fun and lively without being embarrassing and loving without being sentimental. Ah, you're every boy's dream. So, well done. I love the 70s.
Time to delve in, grab our humdongers, pull them out for an airing and see who has the floppiest of the floppies.
Well, I'm going to pick advertisements from Jackie because you have no idea how bad advertisements are. They're really bad. They're just so patronising. There's one here called Always the Bridesmaid, which is a little cartoon showing two girls. They're at a wedding and they're going, oh, I wish I could get married. Wouldn't it be great? But my skin's so dull and lifeless. Perhaps Annie French can help me. And a few weeks later, at another wedding, they say, oh, I'm now engaged. And then a few weeks later, doesn't Carol make a beautiful bride? Annie French made such a difference to her. So Annie French, deep cleansing milk for a lovely complexion, which will get you married.
So they're not really adverts. They're like little mini stories.
They are almost.
Wow.
I mean, but even their adverts, like got adverts for Feminax, which is an excellent, excellent product, Feminax. Jane's period could have been a problem. Next week, Jane has two parties, both of which she wants to go to. But next week, she also has her period. That could spoil anything, but it won't. If her period causes her any discomfort, she'll simply do what she always does when her period pains begin. She takes Feminax. She doesn't know how Feminax works. All she knows is that she no longer suffers from the way she did before she discovered Feminax. Thanks to Feminax, Jenny is happy to accept both invitations. Thanks to Feminax, she'll enjoy both parties. Not if she drinks, she doesn't. If she drinks, she will go mental.
But it's Jackie, you're like 14. You're not
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. If you'd like a free booklet entitled Your Period and Pain, write to Department J4, Nicholas Laboratories Limited, PO Box 17, SL1, 4AU.
See, I prefer that to the kind of twee...
What? She doesn't know how Feminax works?
No, not that bit, but the idea of just saying straightforwardly, this is what it does, rather than the kind of twee...
It is a bit Ron Seal's quick drying wood stain, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That twee coy, oh, your time of the month.
Yes.
Anyway, is Courtney Love the granddaughter of the Godfather? This is another entry in the urban myths on Sunday Times, and it's about whether or not Courtney Love was the granddaughter of Marlon Brando. And the answer shortly is no.
No.
She wasn't. So that's just filler. It also has a whole column about where the phrase Gorm Bennett comes from.
Really? Where does it come from?
Hang on. It's possibly from a man called Gordon Bennett. Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And I genuinely thought I was going to win this week for one very good reason.
What is that?
The giveaway. But your Jackie Mag has kind of thrown that out of the water. But my giveaway was The Shawshank Redemption on DVD.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I saw that. But then again, haven't you already got it?
No, not on DVD.
Really?
I haven't. No.
Really?
Really? No, really? Ooh. Yes, really.
Because I got, like, the director's cut edition with, like, five different ways of looking at Morgan Freeman looking slightly pensive for about £3.
Well, that's the thing. I kind of figured it out that actually it was probably just as cheap to go out and buy the proper collector's edition at £3 from Amazon or £2.50 for the Sunday Times for just the film. But I didn't want to mention that because I didn't think you'd be clever enough to figure it out.
Oh.
You've been reading Jackie all week. It's going to have melted
I have,
your brain.
But the thing about Jackie, which I like about it, there's no sort of, like, full frontal pictures of girls. Everybody's shot is basically just above the tits and up. And all the pictures of where they've got like styles and bodies to show for fashion, they've drawn them.
So they're actually just being more honest about the fact that they've drawn the women than they would be in perhaps FHM, for instance, where they have drawn the women.
Yes, they've traced the women.
Yeah, quite.
That's basically what Photoshop is. It's just tracing.
So the paper you should have bought last Sunday is on a bus on its way to Cowley.
Yeah.
So I lose...
So do I, though, because I didn't have a Sunday paper.
Oh, right. Okay, so do we have a winner?
No. As losers, we should all go away and make a dish of orange rice.
Oh, don't.
You need a tin of creamed rice and an orange. Grate the orange rind and segment the orange, taking off all the skin and pith. Mix the orange and rind with the rice.
I don't want to make this. It sounds disgusting.
Mmm, a delicious way to add extra sparkle to everybody's favourite sweet.
Next you'll be telling me that orange juice would be a good starter.
Yeah.
There is something quite fun about us doing supplements from the past. If we can get hold of supplements from newspapers from the 80s...
We could go to Book Barn.
See if they've got supplements. Well, yeah. We might have a special edition where we do supplements from the past. If you want to write to us in the meantime, you can email us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. There's Facebook, obviously. Our website is sundaysupplement.com.
And you can find us on that through Twitter. And you can tweet us if you want to see what we're doing, which is mainly leaving things on buses. I'm just going to leave you, dear readers, with this. This is from a Jackie fan from Yorkshire. A hairy problem. Here's an interesting problem we got in maths the other day. Today, a screaming fan pulled a 1 centimetre square patch of hair from Gary Glitter's chest. If there were 125 hairs in the patch, how many hairs are there on A, his whole chest, which measures 30 centimetres by 40 centimetres, and B, how much will she make if she sells each hair at £2.50 to other fans?
Not a lot these days.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio! Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.